Time to break out of the loop. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We all know what yesterday was.
That's right, Woodchuck Chuckers. It's Groundhog Day!
Ah, but in more ways than one, because it was also the day the president presented his new budget. And the same thing happened that happens every time a president presents his budget. It was instantly rejected by the opposition.
Republicans say this budget is the same old Democratic playbook.
But at the same time, calling it the same old Democratic playbook is a page out of the same old Republican playbook. And the problem with following this same script year after year is that it's left the economy looking great on paper, but out in the real world, millions of people who want to work can't get jobs doing what they're trained to do, including people who know how to build roads and bridges, which are falling apart while the people who fix them are either collecting unemployment or in some minimum wage job. And while their skills go to waste, we hear the same old lines.
We're going to pursue ideas that make government leaner, more efficient, and more effective.
How many times have we heard that? Has it ever happened? No. This is all still about one thing, one party making the other party look bad. Well, 2015 should be the year we break out of that loop. We're in the final 2 years of Barack Obama's presidency. This is the first budget he cannot benefit from politically. The effects of this budget will kick in when the next president takes office. Yes, it is tax and spend. But what's the alternative? More cutting and scolding? And it's a free play. If it works, the next president takes credit. And if not, the next president can just blame Obama. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.